Luke has now taken up the story. In all four of the Gospels, the first person to get to the tomb is a woman. Wouldn't it have been more effective if the first person to get to the tomb had been maybe a reporter, like the local news team? They would have gotten the word out a little bit more effectively. They could have filmed the whole thing and put it on the 6 o'clock news. If God wanted to change the world, why would God make the first witnesses a handful of forgetful ladies? According to Luke, the angel had to remind these women that Jesus predicted all of these events. Did they not remember? Arguably, the most important news in history of the world, the news of Christ's resurrection, is placed in the hands of three women. It's a bit risky, isn't it? It seems so, because even when the women successfully report the events to the disciples, the disciples don't seem to believe them, because the disciples are prone to believing stereotypes about the idleness of women's stories. So they dismiss their claims. Time and again, throughout the Gospels, God's truth is revealed not through power, but through vulnerability. The women were not the worst witnesses. They were the best. The women did not take advantage of the knowledge that they had been given in order to consolidate power. They are Jesus's witnesses, the bearers of his good tidings, because they, like him, are not interested in power. They are interested in the truth that grows from real relationship. It was the inspiration and the integrity of real relationship that got them up before dawn and out in the streets in the first place. God's word is not communicated efficiently. God makes use of the inefficient, the vulnerable, the women who, above all, act from a motivation of love. Easter, in a time of war, the women, above all, act from a motivation of love. To dismiss such testimony is to dismiss God's testimony. The disciples learned this soon enough.